You are listening to the Brighton Book Club Footnotes. We are doing a blogger special today, and I'm really excited about this. I'm joined by three local book bloggers, The Roaming Reader, Always Need More Books, and Read by Aaron, also known as Charlotte, Claire, and Aaron. Thank you so much for coming to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with a bit of an introduction. So Charlotte, could you introduce yourself and talk a bit about your blog?
Sure. So I'm The Roaming Reader on Instagram. I travel the world with a book in my handbag, and I take photos of the book in the different locations that I visit.
Amazing. And you, Claire?
I mostly take mine with cups of coffee, actually. Not as exciting as that. But so I've been on Instagram for about 5 years talking about books, but I've also had my own blog, alwaysneedmorebooks.com, for about 2 years, where I actually have a few books.
Nice. And you, Aaron?
I'm pretty much the same. I just take pictures of books with cups of coffee, but I've been doing it for about 7 months. I just, was following loads of book bloggers on Instagram. I thought, I can do that.
Yeah. I like books. Yeah. So if people are listening and they actually don't know, because it's very easy, especially for me, to think, of course everyone knows what a book blogger is. Why wouldn't they? But what would you say a book blogger is, or a bookstagrammer is?
It's mostly, we read a lot of books and then we write about them and discuss them and breathe them and sniff them and picture them, anything with books.
Yeah, just get really excited about books and hope to sort of pass that on to other people. You know, it's people, a lot of people I interact with are also readers anyway, so we might end up reading the same books, but also trying to sort of meet people and get out to people who don't read books and show them what's out there.
So what is the online book community like?
Oh, it's the kindest, most wonderful, most welcoming community. Bookish people are just the best. They really are.
It's a really kind community. I know I'm sort of being long on Twitter, and you sort of say how bookish Twitter is actually a really kind place and really supportive. Mm-hmm. And from Instagram, I've met people that I've that I've met through Instagram. We go to events together. We often meet for dinner before we go to the events, and I've made some really good friends through Instagram.
That's amazing. How about you?
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. It just seems like a really nice space. Everyone just wants to talk about books, and really good place to like find new book recommendations and just chat about them. And
And publishers send you books, is that right? So if you're listening and you're still not quite sure, book bloggers are often part of the marketing budget and campaign for books. So you will often be sent proofs of books and often kind of like goodie bags as well in advance, and sometimes quite far in advance to really build up the buzz and those early pre-publication reviews.
Yeah, sometimes it can be up to about 6 months in advance. And I actually really struggle with that. I tend to wait until it's about to come out because I like to know what other people think of it. I like to see the discussions already. Maybe I should read it earlier and get my own opinion for once.
I'm the same. I do probably read it a little bit before it's published, but I don't tend to talk about it until it's published. Because I think maybe I'm wrong, as a marketer, I should think if you do it too soon, people are like, oh, that looks good. Oh, but it's not out yet. I'll forget about it. So, but if you sort of talk about it and then it's about to come out, you're more likely to go and buy it. Mm.
Guys, what is your favourite book of all time?
Oh, God. It seems almost disloyal to choose one.
What's your desert island book?
Okay. Oh, see, I was thinking about this on the train because I was like, I know she's going to ask this question and I need to have something prepared. I think I'm going to go with Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Okay, which classic.
It is very classic. It's not the most unique answer. It's a bit cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. It's just so lovely and relaxing and romantic. And Lizzie Bennet and Mr. Darcy are so ahead of their time. They are brilliant characters, both of them. Like, there's actually, I think, because everyone talks about how amazing Lizzie Bennet is, but like Mr. Darcy as well, you know, he gets rejected by her, and then he tells her the second time, he's like, if you don't want to hear from me anymore, I will leave you alone. And actually, some men struggle with that today, so he's very ahead of his time. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for him.
Actually quite progressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Claire, what's yours?
Mine's probably even more of a cliche. Harry Potter. When it first came out, my husband was working in London and he saw lots of people reading it, and on the tube, and he's like, oh, I think Claire might like that. So he bought me a copy and I loved it. And I read the first three books that were already out, and then from then on bought them as they came out, because I'm quite old, so I've been around a while. And since then, I've read them to both my kids as well. So I've got an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old, and separately, I've read the whole series to both of them. And at the time, you know, they completely loved Harry Potter, and it was something that we had together, which was really nice. And we did the films, and we went to the studios, and it was lovely to have that. And I think if it's probably the only book, if you put it in front of me, I'd happily read it again.
Really?
Today.
So you're not a rereader?
No.
Oh, that's
I've got too many books I need to read.
Absolutely. Aaron, what's yours?
Mine's a bit weird because I've only just read it, but I read a book called Middlesex by Geoffrey Eugenides, and
yes.
I literally haven't been able to stop like thinking about it.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, it just it was like the craziest book I've ever read. It just went on and on, like through three decades of an immigrant Greek family, and like every time I think back to it, I'm like, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened, and yeah, I think I'm going to be thinking about it for a long time.
What was your favourite book of last year?
Again, that's so difficult because I did a couple of rereads as well. So some of my favourite books I reread, but I'm not going to count them. I'm going to say new one. So yeah, out of the new books, I think maybe Normal People, again, to go with
by
a bit
Sally
of a
Rooney.
Cliche choice.
Mm-hmm. That gets mentioned quite a lot on the show.
Yeah, I really engaged with it. I really liked her style. I really engaged with the characters. I really related to them. And actually, quite a similar book I found as well, Expectation by Anna Hope.
Okay.
Which I really enjoyed too. And I thought it had quite a similar feel to it, that whole coming of age thing and learning how to like each other and love and lust and, you know, just growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Mine was probably The Flat Share by Beth O'Leary.
Oh, yes, I've heard good things about them.
I just loved it. I'd read, up until that point, I'd been reading quite a lot of crime, and sometimes it could be gritty and a bit depressing and a bit like, oh, God. And then I read that, and it was just like a breath of light. It was just beautiful. You know, it was romantic, it was funny, it was just lovely.
The idea behind it is really sweet.
Really clever, quite a simple idea, but really clever. No, I really like it. I've just read her next one, which is out this year.
Okay.
That was just wonderful as well, so I think she's like a new favourite author of mine.
Excellent. How about you, Aaron?
I think mine was Girl, Woman, Other. It won the Booker Prize.
Oh, yes, by Bernardine Evaristo.
Yeah, but I loved it. It just, yeah, it hit home. Like, it's about 12 women. I think they're mostly coloured women. Mm-hmm. Just growing up in England through different times, but it was like so relatable, something that felt so like close to home, and yeah, touched on a lot of good subjects.
How do you guys feel about the joint Booker win?
I didn't like it.
I thought the
Testaments shouldn't have been in there when I read it.
And is that because of the quality of the book, or you just don't think that Atwood needs any more accolades?
I think it was the quality compared to the other one.
Really?
I was really a bit like let down.
And actually, I think the whole job of that committee is to choose one book.
Exactly.
There's six, and they've got to cut it down. And surely in previous years, it must have been close as well.
Yeah.
But so it seemed a bit of a cop-out to choose two.
Feels like they almost felt like they had to give it to her.
Yeah.
There was so much hype around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. What book are you really looking forward to in 2020?
So you've just very kindly given us a copy of American Dare, and I've been so excited about this book. I cannot wait to read it. This was actually the answer I was going to give, and then I came in and you had some copies
I
here,
did.
Like
thank
magic.
You, thank you, Headline, for sending us those books.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to give it a go.
And also, especially in light of all the controversy around it, we were talking about earlier, it'd be really interesting to kind of see what you actually think as a book, and then whether or not all the things surrounding it are going to have an effect on the way that you read it.
Yeah, for sure. And expect different things from it. And I think when you go into a book with expectations, it does affect your reading of it.
Yeah.
Which is again why I should probably read my proofs right at the beginning when I first receive them. So I go in with no expectations at all. Yeah, it'd be really interesting to read this book after hearing so much about it.
Absolutely.
Both positive and negative.
Yeah. How about you, Claire?
I'm looking forward to Maggie O'Farrell's new book, Hamnet.
Oh, yes.
I really like her. I read I Am, a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's been on my list for way too long.
Oh, amazing. And I like her fiction as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I think My Dark Vanessa, I have read that, and I think that's going to be a really big book this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's out in
And
March.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. It's a funny word to say, enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's quite dark, isn't
it? It's quite dark, it's quite disturbing.
Because you've just finished it, haven't you, Charlotte?
I have. I literally finished it last night. I was trying to get through it so I would have something fresh to read on the train today.
Yeah, no, I did enjoy it. I think it's going to be a big book, and a lot of conversations are going to be happening around it.
Which is important because it's such an important issue. So to kickstart those conversations, I think that's the best thing that a book could do.
Mm. And how about you, Aaron?
Mine was also American Dirt. I was really looking forward to that. I was really, I'd seen loads about it, and then I was really looking forward to it.
It must be like Christmas.
Yeah.
We've got a nice hardback of it. Well, maybe we should all get back together to discuss it in the studio once we've all read it.
That would be really good.
Let's do that. So I asked Instagram if they had any questions for you guys, and Curiously Curiouser, who has a name that I can just about say, asked whether or not you guys preferred new releases or books that have been around a while and stood the test of time. So what would you say, Charlotte?
I would say I generally read older books, but then I kind of supplement the new ones in, which I think is so important because I'm a writer as well. I think I prefer older books. I'm not sure, though. It's so difficult because it's about whether you want to read current things about our time or look back and see the differences and similarities. Yeah. It's difficult. I try and keep it in balance, but I think I read more older ones.
How about you, Claire?
No, I'm the opposite. I tend to read more new
contemporary
stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think new stuff. I'm sort of everything that's coming out, I'm like, I want to read all of it. Mm-hmm. So I have got older books on my shelves and they're sitting there, and I don't quite know when they're ever going to get read, but you know, I'll retire one day.
Maybe one day. Aaron?
I'm definitely the same. I get caught up in the hype of like all the new books, and I'm just like, I want to read that.
Do you guys read fast? Are you good speed readers?
Sometimes. It does depend on the book. I don't often read thrillers, but when I do, I will whip through a 400-page book in like a day. But I try to keep it slow and steady, because otherwise I find I'm missing so much. Mm.
And do you prefer reading on Kindle or paper?
Paper.
I've never even had a Kindle, so I don't know.
I actually read on the Kindle app on my phone, which I've recently discovered, and have started listening to books on Audible, which is something we're going to talk about in a minute, because I asked the lovely Amanda, who tweets and blogs and Instagrams at Bookish Chat, what some of the issues that bloggers come up against these days are. So lovely Amanda says that most of the issues revolve around people's strong opinions and our own self-doubt, like many things in life. She also says not knowing whether or not to write a negative review is an issue. How do you guys feel about that if you really didn't enjoy a book?
I actually really enjoy it when I don't enjoy a book, because I find it makes my account more interesting, because I worry that every single book that I read, I'm like, I love that, I love the language and blah, 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 and I'm always too complimentary. So I actually really enjoy it, and it leads to the most interesting discussions. Mm-hmm. I will always finish a book, and I will never absolutely pan a book either. I will say I don't enjoy it, and I'll say why, but then I will focus on something I do like. Because I'm very aware it's just my opinion, and it's not my job.
And will you tag the author in it?
No. If I haven't enjoyed it, I don't think I will, because I don't think they need that.
They don't need that, no. How about you guys?
It must be quite disheartening to be tagged in something. Yeah. Look, we hate this. Look at it.
They probably get enough of it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't blog about books I don't enjoy, but it doesn't happen very often.
Really?
I'm quite easy to please, maybe. I don't know. or I know now what sort of books I like, so I tend to sort of stick to the ones that I know I'm going to enjoy. When I started blogging, I came across a couple that weren't for me, but I'd agreed to blog tours because at that point I was just taking everything that was given to me. And I still blogged about it, but I was like Charlotte, I sort of looked at the positives and sort of, I think you can tell from a blog post to me whether I really liked it or not.
Yeah.
You know, my enthusiasm maybe is more for some other than others. But if I didn't enjoy a book, I would certainly want to tag the author in there. And I don't know if I'd even write a review.
Yeah.
Certainly not on my blog. Yeah. Probably on Goodreads, but not on my
blog. Do you review books you don't like, Aaron?
I will do if it's like a really hyped book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everyone loves it and I've not loved it, then I'm a bit like, is there something wrong with me? So I'll definitely put it up and just, see what other people think as well.
Is this okay, guys? Yeah. Is reading audiobooks reading? Listening to audiobooks reading?
Yeah, I think so. I personally don't listen to audiobooks at all, but I think so.
I think so. It takes longer to listen to an audiobook than it is to read a book.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only ever listened to one, and they don't fit into my life. My commute's too short. It's not worth listening to one. If I sit down and listen to one at home, I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
So if I commuted a long distance, I probably would listen to them more. The one I did listen to, I really enjoyed. So it's a shame that I can't. But I completely class it as reading a book, because I say it takes a long time to listen to an audiobook.
It does, and you're still getting the story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I like about audiobooks is that you can be passive, so you can be doing something like I've been decorating a house recently, so I can just decorate and listen and be completely focused on it.
Podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never done it, but the more I think about it,
Well, you're going to have to listen to this one.
Yeah.
How do you guys deal with snarkiness in the publishing industry? So when people say ridiculous, in my opinion, things like, you know, bloggers aren't useful, or you know, blog tours aren't useful. How do you respond to the kind of snobbery in the publishing industry?
I just think it's a bit of a shame, because it's such a useful tool that actually is still pretty underutilized. Like most publishers are waking up to the fact of what we can do and the power we have, but there are still many out there who don't. And it's just, you know, I've got almost 12,000 followers, so it's a kind of word of mouth thing. Instagram is a word of mouth thing where it travels so fast. One person will talk about a book, who will mention it to someone, who will mention it to someone, and over again, which is exactly how books sell. And it's just on a grander scale. So if you're not utilising that, you're a little bit silly, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, when someone says, oh, I like your view, I'm going to read that book, that's proving that you're doing the right thing, and then it is reaching the right people.
Yeah.
I get so many recommendations that I take really seriously from Twitter and Instagram, because, you know, a publisher can tell you a million times that the book's great, obviously, but, you know, actual readers liking it is completely
real
different.
Like
real readers, and, you know.
It's like the world we live in as well. Like, everything's on Instagram and social media now. So.
And bloggers aren't paid.
No, this is it. They're doing it for the love.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which means more, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm glad we don't. I wouldn't want to get paid. My son was asking me this last night, you know, would you like to get paid? And I was like, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Do you guys put any ads up or anything like that?
No, I haven't. And actually, because I've got offered a couple and they put in so many demands that I was like, no, this isn't going to fit with my account. It doesn't feel right with me. It's not worth it. Exactly.
Yeah, if you start sort of getting money for books, then you feel you've got to say nice things about it. You can't really say what you maybe really feel.
Yeah.
But I've noticed a lot of people do that, where I'll be following them, say it's like a home blog or something, and then, or a reading blog, and then suddenly there's like a picture of a toothbrush in it or something like that.
I've noticed
actually a lot of Instagram book bloggers who I started following for book blogs have now expanded into other things.
I
think probably because they, you know, maybe they make their profiles bigger or something.
And I don't judge anyone who does want to put in ads, because it's so time consuming that, like, Bookstagram is so time consuming that if you can make money off it, I'm like, good for you, that's brilliant. But for me personally, I just don't think it would work, and it wouldn't feel right with me.
It's completely fair enough. There's Amanda also says there's often shade thrown on how many books people read. So if you read too many, you're not absorbing them properly, or you're lying, and too few, and you're not putting in the effort. How do you guys deal with that?
You can always tell if someone has read the book or not, that's the thing. And I always think it's a bit of a shame when someone puts a picture of a book up and then they act as if they've read it, and then you come to talk to them about it and they either admit or they just tell you the blurb or whatever, so it becomes obvious. I always think that's a bit of a shame. However, the majority of people are just so passionate about books. It's literally just them reading the entire, they spend their entire life reading. So
I think, I mean, I read about 100 books last year. I don't know where that sits in the, whether
that's impressive
lot or
to me.
Quite a lot, yeah.
But that's the most I've ever read in a year. But since doing this, you know, I want to read more. I've stopped watching TV as much. I don't do any housework. I'm happy to read all the time. Yeah, that's, I do it in every spare moment that I have. I do read quite quickly, which helps. But then I see people on blogs and Twitter who seem to read almost a book a day, and you're like, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
How can that be possible? I mean, maybe they haven't got jobs or whatever, I don't know. But
I feel the same. I think being on Bookstagram just makes you want to read more.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm like, oh, just,
I get
just read.
Yeah, definitely.
I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't read that many books last year, so I don't know, really.
And do you get in contact with publicists and ask them for books as well as them sending them to you?
Very occasionally I do. I don't actively email them or whatever, but I might comment on the photo being like, oh, I've wanted to read this for ages, just not so subtly hinting, and it normally works, so that's quite nice.
Yeah, I don't email them so much, but if I see a book on Twitter that they're offering proofs of and it's something I think I might like to read, I will say yes please. And if sometimes you hear back, sometimes you don't, but I've got plenty to read as well.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, guys, not only for what you do, because I think it's fab, and just there's nothing I love more than talking to people who love talking about books, because I mentioned it before in the podcast, I live in a household of people that don't read books, and everyone's like constantly, what are you doing? And I'm just like, reading. Yeah. Like, oh, do you want to come out? No.
Leave me alone.
I'm busy. How can we follow your guys' blogs and accounts?
Yeah, so I'm the Roaming Reader on Instagram. That's where I spend my life. So just, yeah, come and have a chat. We're all very nice, my whole followers. We're like a family. So come join in.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm on, mine's a bit complicated, so it's always always_need_more_books on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
On my blog is alwaysneedmorebooks.com. It's a bit easier to find.
And your Twitter?
It's Claire Sharp.
Amazing.
Which is ClairSharpe.
Amazing. So you've taken the E.
I have to spell it because no one ever spells Claire right. Ever.
Aaron, how can we find you?
I'm just on Instagram as Read by Aaron.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And actually, as a leaving note, Aaron posted when the Brighton Book Club book account was quite recently set up by lovely Ben, Aaron posted a sped up video of him reading on the sofa one Sunday, and I was like, oh my God, this is the most weirdly satisfying video I have ever seen. So for more great content, make sure you follow these guys. They've brought in a bunch of lovely proof copies of books for listeners of the show, so I will post details of how you can win them over on our Instagram at BTN Book Club. Make sure you rate, review and subscribe to the podcast, and we'll see you soon.